Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Hello and welcome to the Alien Adventures of Trofurter. That's the kind of alien. Jonathan. It's the kind of alien.
Hey, this is not how we.
No, Jonathan. It's the kind of alien. It's a trophy that also tells you how great you are all the time.
Well, that sounds like something that you would really love, Bebop.
Yeah, of course.
But I don't know why you started off the show like that.
Because, Jonathan, it occurred to me as I was thinking about this the other day. The show is called The Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian, but Finn is not an alien. So it really shouldn't be called that. It should be called The Human Adventures of Finn Caspian.
Yeah, but I mean, he's in alien worlds, so I figured...
Yeah, you figured wrong, Jonathan.
Okay. So you think we should call it The Alien Adventures of Trofinters? Is that what you call them?
Yeah.
That's not going to happen, Bebop.
Your loss.
All right. Well, hey, let's get into it for another week, shall we? If you remember what happened last week on the episode, Finn and Juliana Bunce had landed on a planet full of water, and their explorer pod sunk down into the water, and then seaweed had started to encapsulate the entire pod, and actually, the seaweed talked to them right at the end of the episode. So let's see what happens in The Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian, Season 6, Episode 3, A Fishy Situation. Hold on, said Finn. He reached up and grabbed one of the vines, yanking it away from the glass and ripping the seaweed.
Ow!
Said the seaweed. Oh, come on, talking plants, said Finn. The seaweed now began to cover the entire explorer pod, like a skin on the ship's outside. Inside, the weeds began to spread over the cracked windshield and down along the inside of the pod. Finn grabbed another handful and ripped it off.
Ay, ay, ay,
said the plant. Don't do that. You'll hurt it, said Juliana. What do you think it's trying to do to us? Said Finn.
You don't have to call me it, you know. I have a name,
said the seaweed. Finn let go of a second handful of seaweed and looked at Juliana.
Aren't you going to ask me my name?
Said the seaweed, still spreading over the inside of the ship. Okay, said Juliana. What's your name?
I'm not telling.
Oh my goodness, said Finn, grabbing another handful of seaweed. Are you kidding me?
Stop ripping me apart and I'll tell you.
Finn let go of the handful.
Thank you,
said the seaweed. Now, I'm Juliana and this is Finn, said Juliana. What's your name?
You would never be able to pronounce it,
said the seaweed. Finn put his face in his hands. You have to be kidding me, he said. What do I have to do? Guess it?
Oh, that's a good idea. I was just going to tell you the translation in your language. But yes, guess it, please.
Plant face, said Finn.
Yes,
said the seaweed.
How did you know?
Finn looked at Juliana. She was holding her hand over her mouth, trying not to laugh. Is that really your name?
Yes,
said the plant.
My name is Plantface, but you'll never guess my last name.
Plant Body? Said Juliana.
How did you?
Yelled the plant.
What sorcery is this? Yes, my name is Plantface Plant Body the 19th.
Both Finn and Juliana were doing their best not to laugh. It's a very descriptive name, said Finn.
Thank you so much,
said Plantface, obviously hurt that the kids had guessed his name so quickly.
Now, would you like to thank me?
Thank you for what exactly, Mr. Plantbody? Said Juliana.
For saving your lives, of course,
said Plantface. Okay, and how are you doing that? Said Finn.
I've already covered the crack in the window of your ship. I've reinforced both the inside and outside of your little vessel here so you don't crack open like a coconut.
Finn looked around. Plantface was right. The Explorer pod had stopped leaking, and it had stopped sinking. Finn couldn't see out the window anymore, but it felt like they were holding perfectly still.
Now, may I ask you, Finn and Juliana, what are you doing on my planet?
Juliana told Plantface about their space station and how they'd hoped to bring back something cool to save the battery.
Interesting,
said Plantface.
Of course, the water here is very cold, and we would be willing to let you take on as much as you like. But I wonder if maybe there's a way you could help us, too.
Sure, said Finn. That's what we do. The ship began to move again, this time going slowly downward.
Great,
said Plantface.
I will tell you our predicament as we travel to see my family near the core of our planet.
The Ballad of Plantface Plant Body.
For centuries, the plant bodies of the water planet lived in peace. The very first Plantface Plant Body sprouted from the bottom of this very ocean 700 years ago. He was lonesome, waving in the water all by himself. Then, one day, he noticed a fish nibbling on one of his tendrils. At first, my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather thought it tickled. And then the fish nibbled some more, and something floated out of my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great- down and, in time, embedded itself in the terrain and would eventually become Plant-Faced Plant Body Jr., my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. Another century passed until another fish, nibbling in just the right spot, released another seed, and that seed became my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great.
Could you speed it up a bit?
No. Now where was I? Oh yeah. Great-great-grandmother. Her name was Plant-Faced Plant Body the Third. And then another fish came along years later, and then more fish, and eventually we lived in harmony with the fish, who nibbled on us for sustenance, and then freed our seeds so we could propagate. I, of course, am the 19th Plant-Faced Plant Body. There are hundreds of us, or there were. The old ones have now passed on, and our kind faces a great crisis. The great fish, the leader of all the fish, has taken her kind with her and left. And ever since, we have not been able to propagate. I, Plant-Faced Plant Body the 19th, am now the leader, and I have been searching for a solution. Not since my great, 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 great...
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Plantbody, said Juliana, or Mrs. Plantbody, I'm not sure. But I have a question. What do you mean that the great fish took her kind away? Where did they go?
We do not know,
said Plantbody.
We cannot find her. We are rooted to the bottom of this ocean and cannot explore.
So you want us to find this great fish and bring her back? Said Finn.
Yes, Fin-faced Finbody,
said the seaweed. That's not my name, said Finn.
It is to us,
said Plantbody.
Now, the last we saw the great fish, she swam away to the west. It is there you will find her, we believe.
So can you let go of our ship then, and we'll go in search of her? Said Finn.
No, I cannot, Finhead Finfeet,
said the seaweed. Wait, I thought my name was Finface, said Finn.
Finhead is your nickname. Now, you cannot take your ship. A vessel like that would scare the great fish. She would view you as a threat, and she would eat you. You must approach on foot, respectfully and quietly.
The pod's hatch opened, and water rushed in.
Oops! Sorry about that,
said Plantbody. Juliana and Finn floated out and swam down to the dark sand at the bottom of this strange ocean. Seaweed rose like a forest all around them. It was very quiet. Finn looked down at the compass on his wrist and turned to face west. Well, Juliana, you wanted to see what it's like to be an explorer, said Finn. This is it. It's really weird. The two set out, half walking on the ocean floor, half swimming. It was strange to be in water like this. It was so empty, so quiet. Finn couldn't help feeling like he was in a fish tank or an aquarium, like he was on display for Plantbody's amusement. So I thought everything was an adventure, said Juliana, after she and Finn had been walking for nearly an hour in the unchanging aquarium of this strange planet. But this is pretty boring. Yeah, said Finn. It's not always like this. Like one time, Elias got turned into a furball and that... Saying Elias's name shot a pain through Finn's chest. He missed his friends. Maybe there was a Finn, back there in the future, still living his life with his buddies. But this Finn had now literally hit bottom, and he wanted his friends there to help.
9 o'clock!
Shouted Juliana. Finn saw what Juliana was pointing at. A slim fish, like a silver dart, seemed to fly through the water directly at them, and it didn't slow down. The fish dove, and Juliana just barely ducked to avoid getting hit by it.
4 o'clock,
yelled Finn. Another little dart fish shot at them, and Finn this time had to dance out of the way to keep from getting hit. More and more fish began filling the ocean, and it felt like Finn and Juliana were some sort of dartboard as the spiky little fish swam at them.
Stop!
Yelled Finn.
We come in peace!
Peace!
A voice echoed through the water.
We have been undisturbed for years, and you say now you bring us peace!
A giant fish swam into view. It was shaped like the smaller fish, slim and pointed, but as it approached Finn and Juliana, its great bulk cast a shadow over the ground. We were sent here by Plantbody, said Finn. He asked that you return to him, feed off the tendrils of his kind, release their seeds so that they may propagate.
Oh, those guys?
Said the great fish.
They have offended me for the last time. I shall not return.
How? Said Juliana. Great fish, how have they offended you?
They're so literal,
said the fish.
Do you know what they called me?
Fish-face Fishbody? Said Finn.
Yes!
Boomed the fish.
Imagine a majestic leader such as myself given a name like that. They said it so often that eventually I forgot my own real name. Imagine just looking around the ocean and saying, Fish-face Fishbody, Crab-head Crab-claws, Snail-shell Shell-shell. Oh, I couldn't stand how limited they were. Whereas I, like all fish, enjoy a little imagination. A little wordplay. Do I like puns? Guilty as charged.
The fish laughed and rolled over, amused by its own joke. The tiny fish all delighted in the terrible pun. So if the plant bodies stopped calling you that, you would come back? Said Juliana. Because he called you the great fish when we were talking to him.
Oh, sure, sure. He says great fish when I'm not around. But as soon as I swim up, it's, hi there, fish face, fish body. Look, we have eaten just about everything in this ocean. And that seaweed was tasty. I'll tell you what, if you can give me a new name, one that celebrates language and isn't something like fish head fish fins, I will return.
Oh, well, that should be easy, said Juliana.
As I have said,
said the great fish,
we have eaten just about everything in this ocean, and now we are hungry. So, while you think of that, maybe we will nibble on you.
The great fish swam at Finn and Juliana, and the tiny dartfish closed in around them. Finn, said Juliana, got any good puns hanging around? All right, I am here with my son and editor, young Griffin Messenger. Say hi to everybody, Griff.
Hi, hi. You!
All right, Griffin, what did you think of this episode?
Good.
Good? So we have to ask our listeners to come up with a name for the great fish. A name that doesn't include fish body, fish face, or anything like that, right?
Right.
So do you know what a pun is?
A sort of word that combines like a word and another word?
Yeah, it's sort of like a joke that plays around with words. So when the great fish said he was guilty as charged, like fish have gills, so he's guilty. A lot of time there are jokes that really make you kind of groan more than laugh.
Yeah.
So we need listeners to come up with a name that will amuse the great fish, that somehow plays around with words having to do with fish. Do you have any ideas for that?
Fish by fish fish.
Well, your name actually, Griffin, is almost like that.
Yeah.
Because fish have fins.
Yeah.
Or Finn Caspian, for that matter.
Yeah.
What else? Do you have any questions about the episode?
I don't think so, actually.
No, everything was pretty straightforward with this one.
Yeah.
All right, well, so if
especially with the fish by fish face.
Yeah. So if you have any ideas for what the great fish's name could be, I want you to email me at earth@fincaspian.com. Put in the subject line, fish. Subject has to have the word fish in it. That's how I'll find it. It doesn't get lost in the rest of the emails. Send it to earth@fincaspian.com, subject line, fish, and give us a great groan-worthy pun name. What do you think? Yeah? All right, anything else you want to talk about today, Chris?
No.
All right, well then let's get into the...
puns.
You want to... Should we do jokes?
Yeah.
All right, it's joke time. And up first is a joke from our pal, Theo.
Hi, my name is Theo, and I live in Skopje, Macedonia. My joke is, I don't like meteor showers, I like meteor baths.
Thank you very much, Theo, all the way from Macedonia. And now, a little closer to our home, is Rosie from Oak Park, Illinois.
Hello, my name is Rosie, and I'm from Oak Park, Illinois, and I am 7 and a half. This is my sister, Twyla, who is 5 and a half, and here's our joke. What do you write on a robot's gravestone?
What?
Rest in peace.
That's awesome. Thank you so much to both Theo and Rosie for those amazing jokes. And now, Griffin, what time is it?
Art time!
It's art time! And we want to say thank you to Eloise from Maplewood, New Jersey, Borja, who's 8, from Mexico City, 8-year-old Amaya from Coquitlam, British Columbia, Canada, probably did not pronounce that correctly, Griffin from Bilambi, Australia, Ren and Watson from Quebec City in Canada, Meredith, who's 6, in Corvallis, Jesse, who's 9, from Michigan, Oliver, who's 4 and a half, from Herndon, Virginia, Allison, who's 6, from Brooklyn, New York, Sami, who is from Monteverde, Costa Rica. maybe our first Costa Rican artist, thank you so much, Salmi. Dexter, who might be 6 by now, who lives in Oakland, California. Evie, who's 8 from St. Paul, Minnesota. Harley, who's 5 from Woodstock, Georgia. Bedford, who's 6 from New York City. And Matt, who's 9 from Maryland, USA. Thank you all.
Great.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Griff. Well, if we don't have anything else to talk about, just reminding people, send us some good fish names.
Keep Sound Club coming.
Keep Sound Club coming.
Character Club coming.
Yep, Character Club. We're using a lot of characters in this season. All right, and if that's it, Griff, you want to say bye?
Bye-bye-bye.
Bye-bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for coming back and having some more fun with us this week. I want to say thank you to everybody who keeps sending in characters. I promise we'll have more characters coming up in future episodes. Also, if you want to name the great fish with a great fishy pun name, send it to earth@fincastme.com. Fish in the subject line. The Alien Adventures of FinCast is a Gen Z Kids production, written and produced by Jonathan Messenger, edited and guided by Griffin Messenger, with special thanks to Maria Villanueva. Emerson Messenger is our intern. The music you hear at the beginning and end of every show is by Mark Rieberg, recently voted the nicest human in the multiverse. Our cover art is by Sir Ian Dingman, and for more great podcasts for your entire family, go to bestrobotever.com, and to support what we're doing, go to patreon.com/FinCaspian. We have levels as low as $2 a month, and it really helps us grow the show and make more shows. Thanks, everybody, and we will see you next week!
Okay. So, an alien that is a tube that... that's all I got for that one.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube. Hey, parents and teachers. Have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.